Parak Tesvav Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed various cases where it's prohibited to make a knot on Shabbos because the knot is a kesher shel kayama. It is a knot that will last forever. And that was the knot of camels, the knot of boats. Now we discuss cases where it would be permitted b'diyaved, not lechatchila, and cases where it's actually mutter lechatchila. So in Mishnah Aleph, the main reason why it was usher was because it's a kesher shel kayam that lasts forever. However, Mishnah Beis, yesh laksharim she'en chayiv maleim, there are knots that one is not liable on if he makes it on Shabbos. Ki kesher hagamal and ki kesher hasapan, and like the knots of the camel driver and the boat driver that we said in the previous Mishnah, the one is liable on Shabbos because it lasts forever. Here, there are different types of knots that you could make for a camel or for a ship that is only temporary, and because it's temporary, you can't do it with a chatchila initially, but if you did it after the fact, then it's fine. And they bring down over here what would be the case. So the kesher shel kayama, the knot that lasts forever, in the previous case, was a knot where you tied it directly to the camel's nose. But here, a more temporary knot is if you tied it to a ring in the camel's nose. That's one differentiation. Another one, by the rope, it says that you tie the rope in a ring. So here you tie the rope in a ring. You tie the rope to the boat in order that it should, get tied to the anchor down on the ground and it should stay there at sea. So the idea here is that these knots are a little bit different than the previous knots. And because they're set for, a few weeks, but not forever, so then lechatchila you can't tie them on Shabbos, but if you did, then after the fact, it would be fine. Okay. So now in the previous mission, we discussed knots that you can't do at all. Now we're saying there are knots that you can't do, but if you did it, you're not chayav chatas, and that's where it's a knot that would last a few weeks, but not forever. And now we're going to say there are knots that are mutter even lechatchila initially to do. For example, kusharet isha mafteach chaluka. A woman can tie a key to her cloak. How does that work? So when she's wearing her cloak, she's able to tie one end, they say over here, sfas chaluka, should be mean the right bottom to the left shoulder, and then the left bottom to the right shoulder, and they made some kind of pocket that they would put their key inside. Even though she could remove her shirt, okay, the point is here is that this kind of knot is a temporary knot, and the woman can do it even l'chatchila, to keep her key there. Or v'chutei svacha. If they're tying a knot out of chutei svacha, what is chutei svacha? Some kind of net that they would use on their hair. Or v'shel pesikya, some kind of string that they would use as like a belt. Or tsuos min of a sandal, or the straps of a shoe or a sandal. The Gemara explains that the chiluk edinim, what's the difference between the tsuos, the straps of a sandal and of a shoe? They say that sheyesh ben shechayev, and some of them you're chayev on the tying, and some of them you are putter on the tying, it would be aser lechatchila, but if you did it, you're putter, and there's some that you could even do lechatchila. So when it comes to shoes and sandals, some you can't do at all, some you can't do, but if you did it, there's no prohibition, and some are even much of lechatchila. And the Rambam explains, shaksham umatarim, the knots that are permitted, beritzuos minal, with the straps of a shoe and a sandal, those are those that you tie in your feet, yom yom, every single day when you put it on. So these, they're not staying, they're constantly tying your shoes. Those would be the ones that are permitted lechatchila. Okay? Over nodos yain v'shemen, you have these flasks of wine and oil. They're made out of leather. And you would kof them as PM, Vikoshim, or something, you tie them up. So even though there's two different types of knots there, and it's possible to take out the wine or the oil, by untying just one of them, nevertheless, there, those knots are, not knots that last forever, and therefore you can tie them on Shabbos. So the idea here is that as long as you can't tie the knots, as long as they're not knots that last forever, you can tie them on Shabbos. Ukadera shel basar, where you have a pot of meat that you tie with some kind of cloth to keep the heat inside of it. So this also you could, it's not another last, and you could do it on Shabbos. However, Blezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Blezer ben Yaakov says, Koshin l'thnei behema, you could tie a knot in front of a behema on Shabbos with this certain kind of rope, b'shil shlo tetzi, in order that the animal should not leave the barn. And again, that's not a knot that lasts forever, it's also permitted. Koshin d'li b'pesikya, you could tie a bucket with a psikya, which means it's permitted to tie a bucket by the well with some kind of belt, that since they don't leave the belt there, rather it's just, temporary. Again, it's not a kesher shel kiyam, it's not a everlasting knot as permitted. Avalo bechevel. So you can use this belt by the well, but you can't use a rope, because a rope is more, it's a stronger rope, and where it goes there, that you might leave it there tied forever, and then it'd be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted to tie a bucket even with a rope, and he's not concerned about leaving it there forever. Klal, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says here's the general rule, and this really recaps the whole Mishnah. Kol kesher she'ena shel kayama, any knot that's not going to be everlasting in chayav and love, that anyone's not liable if one makes it on Shabbos. Even chevel stam, a regular rope, you're not chayav if you make it on Shabbos because it's not going to last. But if it's going to last, then it's prohibited. So that's the idea for Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel. Mekaplan es ha-kelim. One is able to fold his clothing. Here, kelim means clothing. When he takes off his clothing on Shabbos, he can fold it back up in order that it shouldn't get creased. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim. Even 4 or 5 times. Meaning, they say over here that if you didn't fold it up, nicely the first time, you could fold it up over and over and over again, and that would be permitted on Shabbos. Umetzien esamitos, and you could make the beds on Shabbos. Milili Shabbos l'Shabbos, from Shabbos to Shabbos, from one week to the next. Avalomi Shabbos l'Motzei Shabbos, but you can't do it from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos because then you're preparing for after Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Shmuel says, Mekabas akelim matzina samitos miyom akipurim l'Shabbos. You could fold your clothing and you could make your beds from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. He says that if Yom Kippur fell out on Erev Shabbos, okay, and then the next day is Shabbos, it's permitted to fold your clothing and make the beds from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, and that's not considered any kind of, preparation. The Chalvi Shabbos. What about the carbon tumid, the carbon that they brought on Shabbos, was it called the carbon tumid? So if they had the fats that were left over, Kravim B'Yom HaKippurim, they're able to be brought on Yom Kippur. So you have these fats that were from the carbon tumid of Shabbos that were left over. So you could bring them even on Yom Kippur that falls out right after Shabbos. That's okay. That they don't consider that hachana either. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Lo shel Shabbos kriven b'yom kippurim. He says, no. Lo shel yom kippurim kriven b'Shabbos. He says, no, don't start mixing them up. You can't bring from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, or from Yom Kippur to Shabbos regarding the chalef of the carbon tamid. Because both of them have their own, shishneim, they're both equal on Kedusha, and you don't, mix and match the carbonas from one to the other. Each one has to be separate. And that will conclude Mishnah Gimel, and that concludes Perek Tes Vav. Next week we'll begin Perek Tes Zayin.